Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump stopped in Hickory today to hold what he called a love fest. He fired up the crowd at Lenoir Ryan University with talk of trade deals, immigration, and ISIS. Supporters and opponents of Trump outside the auditorium were also fired up. WFAE's David Borax and Lisa Wharf were both on hand, and they're joining me this afternoon. Lisa, let's begin with you. You were inside the auditorium. Why did Donald Trump refer to this as a love fest?
Well, Trump felt like he needed to counter the reputation his rallies have gotten, especially after his rally in Chicago was canceled due to concerns of violence. He said the media mischaracterized his rallies, and they were really love fests. That's where that came from. This rally was relatively laid back. He sat on the stage with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who asked him a bunch of, not surprisingly, softball questions. And there were some protesters. Several of them were escorted out, but Trump didn't taunt them. At one point, he called protesters a little disturbance and said this.
You know, usually you're better off. Usually, about when the protester stands up, usually an individual or two, you're better off just talking right through the protester because it's not a big problem. The problem is the audience always turns, there they are, such good. And that you can't talk through.
That's certainly a softer line on protest than he usually takes. You often hear him say things like, go home to mommy, or call them out individually. Now, there were about 1,200 people in the auditorium, and there were many who did not get in.
Okay, and I understand that is primarily where the tension was. Outside, David Borax, that's where you were. What was going on?
Well, Mark, I think it was one of the most tense political rallies I've seen in quite a while, and I've been covering a lot of them. There were several thousand people lined up in the morning, probably double the number that could have gotten in, maybe even more than that. And in line was snaking around the campus, and that was one side of the courtyard there. Across the courtyard, there were protesters lined up, probably in the hundreds, and they were along a sidewalk in front of the university's chapel there. And they were a mix of students and staff and clergy and political activists. They were carrying signs that said things like, love trumps hate, love conquers all, no Trump. There was a lot of love there on that side. But things really got tense for me when they closed the doors and stopped letting people inside. And folks from both sides started to kind of swarm together and get a little hot with each other. And during Trump's speech, the folks gathered on a little hill next to the auditorium. And one group of clergy sang, and while Trump supporters actually heckled them. And we have a clip of that.
We are dancing in the light of God. We are dancing in the light of God. We are dancing. We are dancing. We are dancing. We are dancing.
So you can hear that guy there. What he's saying is, you are the ones who are killing people, which was sort of an interesting statement to make about a bunch of clergy in collars.
So that paints the picture there at Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory pretty well today. Let's back up just a step and discuss, why did Donald Trump come to Lenoir Ryan?
Well, I talked to Drew Van Horn. He's the college spokesman, and he was out there in the courtyard watching what was going on. He said the college has sort of a policy of remaining open to any candidates that want to come on campus and give their messages. This year, they only got one call on Friday night from Donald Trump's campaign. And, of course, in keeping with their policy, they said, please come to town. And they met with the security officials in advance to talk about it. It did cause a little trouble for the university administration, both from folks in the community who didn't like the idea of Donald Trump coming. And also the college president mentioned that he'd been chastised a bit by people both on campus and off campus.
Yeah, he actually, Wayne Powell, spoke at the very beginning of the rally before there was some delay before Trump could make it into Hickory. But, you know, he said, hey, I think it's important that this type of event happens, this part of the political process happens at a university where free exchange of ideas is critical to the university's existence. And, you know, he said, we feel all people are one in God's world, and that got a lot of applause.
All right, that's WFAE's Lisa Wharf and David Borax. They covered the Donald Trump rally at Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory today. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, as we mentioned a bit ago, the Democratic candidates are very active in Charlotte today as well. Bernie Sanders attending a rally at the PNC Music Pavilion right about now. And Hillary Clinton will be here later this evening for a 9 o'clock or 9:15 event, as it's now scheduled at the Grady Cole Center near the CPCC main campus. WFAE reporters will be covering those rallies as well. We'll be bringing you reports tomorrow during Morning Edition here on WFAE.